Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Please remember this name, Liv Warfield. She is now appearing in Teatro Zanzani on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street, downtown. And we will talk about what Zanzani is, such a unique experience. But Liv Warfield, you are incredible. And you perform with a guy by the name of Cuneo. Yes. That's his. He thinks he's Cher or Madonna or something. He's got that one name thing. But I will tell you, but each of you could sell out an arena and to sit that close to you. And as an audience member, not to mention seeing acrobatics and all these other things, comedians, like all these other things that happen and have a dinner that's pretty good, all a part of Zanzani. I'm telling you, to get that close to Liv Warfield, friends, I promise you, it is worth that alone. And Cuneo, both of you, because you are so good.
Thank you so much.
It's so true, but let me ask you the reverse. How does it feel to get that close? Because you're so close, you're spitting on audience members. Hopefully not in their food. I'm getting into trouble now. but you're right there, you know. So how does it feel how does it feel from your perspective?
I absolutely love it. I think the intimacy of it is more, it's more powerful to me. It's, I love it when people are close. Sometimes, you know, if we're out playing shows, if it's something individual, people are so far away, it's a little bit different, but to be able to like arm's length, you know, and like to really feel the energy from the crowd and the space in this beautiful room in the Spiegelton, it's a whole different experience. It's a whole different thing. You know, we have the Cirque acts, and people really normally can't get that close to acts like that. You know, that's the one thing that I absolutely love about doing the show is because we are that close. We are close.
Now let me say your name again, Liv Warfield. And I'm saying it again because people may recognize the name now because recently you got the Golden Buzzer on America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell said, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing. He said, I don't know if I like her or not. I love her. And then he hit that Golden Buzzer. Yeah. How did you feel at that point?
I was overwhelmed, really. I went not, there's no expectation. I just wanted to go and perform. Like I had so much angst and so much anxiety because really, you know, I laid everything on the line. You know, I'm older now. I'm doing what any independent artist and artists, what we're trying to do in the music industry is try to make it and let our music be known to the world. And my thing is I perform live. Like, I feel like that's my strength as a live performer. So I was like, well, we did it. The thing for me was that I did it. It was more of a personal goal for me is that forget what everybody else says, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just want to do this for myself because it's something that pulls at me. You know, singing and performing is something that I love. So the purpose for me is bigger. The purpose for me is not giving up. The purpose for me is letting people know and see that, you know, life doesn't stop at this age or life doesn't, your dreams can always keep going. So that was the thing. I was like, hey, I did it. Cool. But when all of the rest of that happened, I was in shock. Like I was so moved. It was so many emotions that went through my head so fast. It was so fast. I was so grateful because the energy the crowd gave, it was wonderful. It was really quite beautiful. So, yeah, I'm still overwhelmed, to be honest.
Well, you were the wrecking ball. That's what you sang about, a song called Stare. Why did you choose that song? A lot of people choose cover music when they do that.
Yeah, of course.
Why that song?
My guitar player wrote it. And it was just a fun one to do. I didn't want to be so serious. I wanted to have fun with it. It's super high, energetic, and it was just, you know, it was just a motivating factor. If you stare at it long enough, you're going to see it move. So we wanted to invoke the feeling of, like, just let go. You know, like, if you can't swing it, swing somewhere, like let it go. You know, and I think that was the energy that I wanted to invoke for sure. Like, I don't know if I could have got out there sang a ballad or something like that. I don't know. I wanted the energy to be there. I wanted to have an impact where people could feel, you know, we dance. I dance a lot. It's a lot of energy that I keep kind of harnessed inside, you know, and it was fun to be able just to move and to play with the band and play with the horn players. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, I think you had half of Chicago behind you. You had a horn section of like 48 people, I think. I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible.
So much fun.
When do you come back? Do you yet know or you don't know?
No, I have no clue. Right now, I'm just still overwhelmed by it. So I have no clue yet. I have no clue.
You've played big arenas before. You've played live audiences before. If your career, I think it's just starting, but many would hope for the career you've had even so far. For example, you have been produced by this dude whose name is Prince.
Yes.
How did you come to connect with him?
He saw a YouTube clip of me years ago, because when I started, you know, I was still extremely green. Like, I started singing very late, like extremely late. Like, nobody in my family knew. I was like 20, 21. And I just was discovering who I was. I couldn't really sing in front of a crowd of people. So maybe 4 or 5 years into my career, I think I had sang like Gimme Shelter. And a friend of mine they heard that he was looking for another background singer, and they were like, Liv, you should do it. I was like, no, there's no way. Like, no. And then they sent a video anyway. And then I got a call, and then it just changed my life. I was invited to Paisley Park. And I would like to say for sure, I believe that with him, Prince was always super huge with his light, never had to be with all musicians who he's worked with. But I definitely feel like maybe he saw something in me that needed a little extra push, right? Like, I see you, I know you're a little timid, but let's work on it, you know? And then I got invited, and my whole world changed as a musician, as an artist, just to know how it is to travel, just to be business. Like, all of it, I'm so, so grateful for. I mean, he was my mentor. I had many mentors along the way, but he was one with a heavy, heavy influence.
What was he like?
Which I'm so grateful for. Amazing, funny, music 24/7. I mean, 24/7, you know, and that's what I miss is the artistry of being a performer.
Well, I will come back to talk to you about some of the amazing people you've worked with, some of the television shows you've been on, and also I'm curious, your name is Liv Warfield, L-I-V.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, your first name. You're also, by the way, appearing at Space in Evanston coming up. A lot to talk about when we come back with Liv Warfield on WGN. Liv Warfield appearing in Teatro Zinzani on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street. But also coming up, an appearance at Space, that's in Evanston. Are you going to be doing, well, let me ask you, what are you going to be doing when you appear at Space?
Oh, a little bit of rock and soul, rock and roll. I wanted to be able to play and just do some shows. I mean, at the end of the day, music is what I love. I'm a musician. So we're going to have a lot of fun, try different songs, try some new stuff. Just I want to have a good time. Definitely rock and roll, rock and soul, everything. Just, yeah.
Well, you can do any kind of music, and you've appeared on, and this is what I meant by saying you've already had an amazing career, and it's just starting, and you've appeared already on Jimmy Fallon. You've appeared on David Letterman, on Arsenio Hall. I mean, you know, so you've appeared on these shows, but yet you haven't, like, broken through? Is that the goal?
In so many different ways, I think, because I truly have had an artist grooming type career, like, all those things are amazing because I was working with amazing artists like Prince and everybody else, but very much all those things went away. I had to climb and do all of this stuff and start my whole career over for 10 years all by myself.
What happened?
You know? Just the industry change, you know, it costs a lot of money to bring all those people on the road. I had the one album, you know, I had support and I didn't have any support anymore. So, you know, all the industry had just shifted and I had to really figure out who I was as an artist. A lot of people probably believe that, I could only sing that way and perform that way because I've had all the horn players on stage. No, absolutely not. You know?
Oh, no, no, no. I can vouch for that because I saw you once sing at last. And it was just you up there singing. And I remember, and it was years ago, and so many covers have been done of that song. You, my friend, the best. I don't know how. I don't know
blessing.
Why. But it's absolutely, I mean, your voice is so powerful. I mean, you are Tina Turner. You know, I mean, it's true. It is absolutely true.
Wow.
And I'm sure you've heard that before because you are so incredibly good. Do you feel that?
Thank you.
Well, it is true. Do you feel that it's just like now in reach all over again?
Yeah. I mean, I've had a tough time. I'm serious. People may think from the outside looking in, like, oh, she's done this and oh, she's that. But no, you know, people don't see what goes on in everyday life. They have no clue. This thing for me is way bigger than me. Than the pull for me is way bigger. The passion that I have is real. It's very, very real. I would have stopped a long time ago because it's hard. It's very, very hard, but there's something else that pulls at me, that pulls in me to make the music, that pulls in me to write the lyrics that I do, that, you know, that pulls in me to want to be with such an amazing cast at Teatro Zanzani, because it is about the artistry for me. It is about the art. It's about the creative. It's about that for me. That's the drive, you know, and I don't think I could do it any other way. I've really tried, you know, when we had the pandemic. You know, I wanted to shut everything down after that. Like, I'm a live performer, so I had to figure out how to, you know, pick myself up, you know, another job or a second job. Was, you know, those things are real life things and real life situations that people do not see sometimes that artists, independent artists go through. It's all in the same package, but I think the true art is to be able for people to actually see the pain, to feel the pain. Yes, the roller coaster ride, sometimes you have the greatest ups, and then the down is really down, you know? So for me, I feel like I have that story to tell, and it comes out. It comes out in the passion. It comes out in the singing. It comes out because I am just like everyday people, like Sly on the Family Stone, everyday people for real, really. And this is also, I'm bringing it back to Teatro, is because even the realness in the situation of the show, you know, with Cuneo's voice, with the acts, there's so much power in it. There's so much transformation in it. There's so much of that. You see the reveal of every artist and act that is in that space. But it's powerful. It's something for everybody. And I feel like that's the energy that I can bring, all of us bring, to the table in that. So
because of those downs you describe, does that make you a better artist, do you think? And also in some ways make you feel more raw on stage?
100%, you know, all of it, you know, but I've always been that person that's just kind of, okay, yeah, I failed at it. That's cool. You want to know what the beauty in it is that, okay, I failed at it. That's cool because it actually made me stronger to actually try now. I'm not afraid to jump. I'm not afraid now because I actually tried it. So go ahead. Let's do the next thing. Okay, cool. Didn't quite work out. That's all right. You can find another way, you know, and that's, I think, the beauty in the finding the creation and actually the beauty in finding out who you are as individuals and humanity and society. Like, you really find out who you are as a person, the integrity you are as a person. So it's like all those things I really, truly, I'm so passionate about. And maybe that just comes out in the power of how I sing and, like, the angst in which sometimes it gives, because I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know. I'm super shy off stage, and people do not understand that. And on stage, when it's live, it's really live. It's where I live. It's where Cuneo lives, for sure. I feel like that's where him and I both connect, and the balance between both of us, because his voice is insane.
Yes.
And the balance between him and I both, because we both understand, I think, the artistry of being independent artists and working at this thing for so long, because there's a passion, there's a drive, there's a story, there's something deep in his story, there's something deep in my story we both can resonate with, you know. So
well, your story begins with you, and your name is Liv Warfield. So here's a tough question. Your first name is spelled L-I-V. Where does that come from?
Where does it come from?
Yeah, well, your mom, I assume. But, I mean, is there a meaning of some sort?
Oh, yeah. Because everything else is, you know, spelled capital. But I make the I small just because of knowing a lot of this stuff is bigger than the name. It's like, for me, I'm a small, very small part in what this thing has given to me over the years. You know, I've had a lot of mentors along the way. I'm just playing a small part in what I feel my passion and what my mission is and what I want to do. I'm so serious about the inspiration and inspiring. And so I feel like that's why I do the I smalls, because it is bigger than, oh, the granny of Liv Warfield, you know, it's bigger than that for me. You know, it's bigger than that for me.
Let's do some name dropping. We talked about Prince, but you've worked with a whole host of artists. Just drop a few names.
Oh, Nancy Wilson of Heart. Who else? Gosh, Nuno Betancourt. I've done some stuff with the Alice in Chains. I've been blessed to actually work a lot with some amazing folks.
And some of the best and some of the best musicians too. I'll tell you, friends. I'll tell you. You will not have the opportunity to see this person in this kind of setting at some point in time because you are so good. Her name is Liv Warfield, Teatro Zanzani, 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street, and it includes dinner. So you get to see two great performers, acrobatics and all these other acts, and comedy, and both you and Cuneo live. Best of luck to you. Oh, no, I don't mean to say that. Break a leg. No, I don't know if I should say that. I don't know what to say. What should I say?
Okay. I mean, rock and roll, baby.
Okay, rock on. How's that?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Liv.
Yes, thank you so much.